Hey, just what do you think you're doing to my game? Whatever you're doing, you better not be making it any easier. These kids need these games the right way, which is to say, the hard way. Man, I can't believe you've gone square, working for the arcade. It's like if Chewbacca started flying a TIE fighter. What, you're wondering why you're not Han? Because I'm Han, obviously. But you can't be totally on the straight and narrow, right? Are you swiping quarters? Putting magnets in the drain on the pinball machines? Raising hell of any kind? Just my luck. As soon as I start liking you, you get boring. Yeah, dude. Your status is slipping. And people are starting to take notice. Well, your initials are disappearing from these games. You've fallen three places on Donkey Kong and Missile Command. You're not even on the tapper board anymore. Even your iron grip on Pinball Alley is loosening. I'm not sure who MLD is, but he seems to fly the Tomcat a lot better than you. No, don't worry. We're still on the Galaga leaderboard. For now. Yeah, I know. You need a job for money. Since when did you care about money? All you need is the loose change you find between the couch cushions. Anything else is purely decorative. And why the change now? 2 months ago you didn't care about money. All you cared about was high scores and putting my crew in our place. And it's not like you've been buying any new stuff. Same bike, same clothes, same Walkman. I just don't get it. Speaking of high scores, this centipede machine you're carving like a pumpkin. It's wiped, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. No, I'm not upset. It's just... Okay. I've got a bit of an ongoing dispute with this machine. Oh, you remember Neon Steve? From my crew? Yeah, well, he went to me as soon as the 000 sign went up and claimed first credit after the fix. And it's not like he asked. He demanded it. Well, I'm not a monster. I gave him the green light. It's his best game. But when I told him that he could have the game, he said that he wasn't asking for permission. That my time as leader was over. Well, he said that ever since I started hanging out with you, my crew's been wanting a change in leadership. Yeah. He said they think I'm soft. That I'm sleeping with the enemy. No, I know we're not. But you know how rumors are. If enough people believe it, it doesn't matter if it isn't true. It's just... I've worked so hard to make a name for myself and lead this crew. I can't believe they'd throw me out just for having a friend. Anyway, I'm not one to shy away from a showdown, so... I issued a challenge. Highest score in Centipede gets control of the Aviators gang, and the loser gets thrown out on their ass. We just have to wait for the machine to be fixed. Because the other Centipede's fire button sticks, and the joystick tilts slightly to the left. As a game tech, you should know that. I don't know. I guess I'm getting a little discouraged. He's so much better at Centipede than I am. And he's got the support of the rest of the aviators behind him. I don't know. I'm just gonna concede. Well, he's gonna beat me anyway. And I can't practice, obviously. So, what do you want me to do? What? Wait, really? You could do that? Oh my god, of course I would! And you'll have it ready by then? Okay. I'll take your word for it. Midnight. I knew you weren't totally square. Good to know. See you then. Hey, I hope you haven't been waiting for too long. And we're the only ones here? Good. I couldn't imagine getting banned from here. It's almost too awful to think about. Anyway, shall we? Whoa. It's kind of creepy in here. Like we're in a bad dream. Or a George Romero movie. You know, like the arcade's abandoned and we're forced to use the arcade as a shelter from the living dead. No. I'm so happy you got me in here. I'm gonna need the practice. Speaking of which, is she up and running? Well, she's been down for a while now. I'll believe it when I see it. Fingers crossed. Oh my god! That's awesome! Look at you being all official and fixing machines. So, you got the quarters? Oh, you didn't tell me I was going to need cash. Why don't you cover my games? You're the one with the steady income, after all. Wait, what are you doing? Free game switch. Nice. I knew there were perks to being your friend. Sorry, friendly rival. Of course I know what I'm doing. Keep designated lines of fire clear. Don't rely on rapid fire. And go for the spider. I'll have no chance of beating Steve without it. Well, with Centipede I've always tried to go farthest rather than highest. But in a challenge, trying to go the distance isn't a viable strategy. I gotta play risky. Unfortunately for him, I can handle a risk or two. No! Ugh, the spider! Damn it! How the hell was I supposed to see that coming? Yeah, I know. It's all a pattern. You know, if you hadn't let this machine linger in disrepair for so long, I wouldn't have to relearn the stage one bullshit all over again. Hey, watch! Look! I'm actually doing alright. Yeah, that's right. Watch your back, Neon Steve. I'm coming after you like your name's Sarah Connor. I'll be back, motherfucker. Come on. I was following the pattern. I was doing everything right. Forget it. I'm never gonna hack this. I'm gonna bow out of the challenge. Well, do you have any better ideas? I can't stay here all night playing Centipede. God, I'm so stupid. And you know what? The rest of the aviators, they're right. I've gone soft. I slipped and started focusing on friendship instead of games. What the hell kind of a champion does that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You shouldn't have had to listen to that. I'm freaking out a bit, man. Yeah, some music would help, I think. Why? Wow. This is incredible. You know, I love this arcade, but I never thought it could be so beautiful. It's like another world in here. A world without drama or conflict or pressure. A place where I can just play video games without having to worry about my reputation or my crew. God, I could stay in here for days, eating nothing but french fries and milkshakes and playing Galaga until we go bleary-eyed. That sounds like the life, doesn't it? You always know just what to do to cheer me up. And you know what? I take back all the cracks I made about your new job. It seems to be paying off. Right, what's this? You want to dance? Are you kidding, dude? I can't dance. That's not... I don't... No, that's not me. I mean, I doubt I'll get anything out of it, but sure. What the hell? So, what do? Just hold each other and sway? No, sounds good to me. Yeah, that sounds nice. Hey, it's okay. You can put your hand on my waist. And that's what you're supposed to do, right? Yeah, that's okay. Thanks for checking in. Hey, can I lay my head on your shoulder? It's okay if you say no. Oh, okay. Fuck 'em. You heard me. Fuck 'em. This dispute with the aviators, I've had enough of it. Why? Because I love video games and pinball and this arcade too much to have it muddled by this hostile takeover crap. I would just love to play a round of Asteroids without worrying about who else is on the leaderboard. I want to waste a couple quarters on Mr. Do without being scared that someone from a rival crew will see me. I want to keep competing, sure, but I want to be able to play again. I mean, 2 months ago when we played Galaga together, sure, I had fun when we were battling out for the control of the arcade, but once we set that aside and started playing as friendly rivals, I remembered why I started gaming in the first place. So, I'm giving up the crew. And sure, there'll be some separation anxiety, but with you in my corner, I can start having the arcade life I've always secretly wanted. And as long as I got you, I don't need Scorpion, or Anthrax, or Body Bag, or Daredevil, or H-Bomb, and I certainly don't need Neon fucking Steve. Plus, if I leave the faction, that means there's no more conflict between you and your crew. What? You're not in the crew anymore? Why? Oh, because of me. Oh god, I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. You guys were so close. Together for years. And I ruined it. They kicked you out because of me. They didn't kick you out? But you said... You left? Why the hell would you do that? Wow. I can't believe you stood up for me like that. What kinds of things were they saying? Oh my god. Really? I thought they were the good guys. But they've been your friends for years. And you gave them up for me? You really gave them up for me. Well, yeah, I know why you did it, but I'm not sure I can face myself if I was the reason that you left your group of best friends. I mean, we're not even friends. We're friendly rivals. Who the hell leaves their best friends for their friendly rival? I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. Thank you. But I still don't understand. Why would you leave your best friends for me? I mean, what makes me so special? Okay, that's why. All this time, I've wanted you so bad, and I didn't even realize it. I let that stupid rivalry get in the way for so long. And then you reached out, and I was still terrified and so ignorant. Thank you for taking a leap of faith. I don't know if I'd ever been able to. You know that feeling when everything falls into place? When things in your life line up so perfectly that you don't want to move because you're afraid you'll knock it out of place? Yeah. It's like Tetris. Life is just a big game of Tetris. And you... you're the straight line piece I've been waiting for. You know, we could have saved a lot of time if we just said what we felt. Yeah. But that's in the past now. We're here. And I don't ever want to leave. You know what this means, don't you? You've got a new crew. That's right. A two-man operation. A pair of star-crossed lovers ready to take the arcade world by storm. You on Pinball Alley, me on platforming, both of us taking on the shoot-em-ups. We'll be unstoppable. Icon and Chewy. And I'm still Han. I'm not conceding that point. Not sound good to you? Good. Now, let's get back to that centipede machine. Imagine the look on Neon Steve's face when he sees there's already someone on the leaderboard. Do I want to trade off between levels? You read my mind.